Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Lincoln.
Come on, it's 6 o'clock. Rise and shine, rise and shine.
It's time for Early Break with Sip and Jake, brought to you by Gaina Trucking. Live from the Koppel Chevrolet GMC studios in the heart of Lincoln, America. Here's 93.7 The Ticket's Jake Sorensen.
Did seem kind of meh.
And Steve Sipple.
Surprisingly good.
This is Early Break with Sip and Jake, sponsored by Gaina Trucking.
Welcome back to Hour 2 on a Wednesday. Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Early Break. Fun show so far. Check out the podcast at theticketfm.com. Good stuff, as always, from Husker Online's Sean Callahan. The mailbag was good, and we have a little spillover for the mailbag.
Yeah, Dino Ciccarelli is the player. And why did I identify him? Because he played in Minnesota. I thought of Dino Ciccarelli in Minnesota because that was during my junior high school years. He played with the North Stars from 1980 to 1989. Okay. And that's what that's how I remember the right winger Dino Ciccarelli. So when I was playing that little soccer game where you turn the knobs,
foosball.
Kind of like foosball. It wasn't foosball.
Okay, I got you.
They had a hockey game, where you can move the players with little knobs. DP would know about this.
I think I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, DP would know.
With like hockey. Don't you have like a similar, or sorry, not with soccer?
I don't know.
It's not just hockey. I know what you're talking about. They had it in different sports.
Anyway, yes. I was always a Dino Ciccarelli. That was my dude.
Dino Ciccarelli.
Yeah. So, what else? We got to pick up the energy a little bit. Did you got your coffee?
Yeah. My energy's fine.
Okay. Let's keep it going.
I think you expect me to yell throughout the show or scream. I can't do it all the time. It will lose its effect on the people if I just yell 24/7. You gotta choose your spots here.
You're right.
You just love it when I come in and
I do like
staring off into the distance about something I'm pissed about.
I like it when you're fired up about stuff.
I'm not pissed about anything today, just my golf game still. I didn't play last night. It's raining.
That might be good for you.
No.
It might be good for you to take a few days.
Well,
and step
I am forced to take a few days off. Hey, by the way, can I do this real quick?
Yes.
Going to anyways. Speaking of golf, you guys should come out tomorrow. All listeners, we have an awesome remote planned at Double Eagle Golf. You want the details in this, Sip?
Sure.
It is inside a place you know, the Kinetic Sports Complex.
Okay.
It's attached to it.
Yes. Westo.
Yes.
Right. Take a left right over by
the old Fat Checks.
Yes.
The Red Fox Steakhouse.
Yeah, right by Red Fox.
You take a left there. You go to Double. We'll be out there tomorrow. Bach will be out there. I think Strick will be there. I'm not sure, but Bach will be there.
Wait a second. Really?
Yeah.
Is Strick going to be out there?
I think so, but Bach for sure
will be
there.
I might come out there and say hi.
3 to 6 p.m., they're going to have a long drive contest. Okay, what is this place? Double Eagle Golf has 5 golf simulator bays. That's more than anybody in town. There's places that have 2, 1, 3. This has 5, and they're awesome. I played on all of them. They're great. Very comfortable chairs, comfortable couches. They're going to have drink specials. They've got prizes to give away. It's like basically not their grand opening, but it's a quasi-grand opening because we're going to be there on location tomorrow, 3 to 6 p.m. Join us. Okay. We will be at Double Eagle Golf. See the newest, coolest golf simulator place in town. Enjoy some drinks and be there with us.
If people aren't familiar with the Kinetic Complex, I understand it's tucked back a little bit. On West O, I mean, you go over that viaduct from the main downtown west, go a few blocks, and Kinetic is tucked back a little bit. But then when you see it, you realize this is a gem. It's a Lincoln. It's a gem in this city.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, there's a lot of parking.
There's a lot of parking.
Yeah, not a big issue. That place gets very full, though. I go there and watch Cashton, grandson Cashton, play a basketball. But it's a great spot. So that'll be fun.
If you are struggling,
Are you going to play?
Oh, yeah. Was water wet? If I'm at a simulator bar with golf involved, yeah. I'd have to have three broken legs to not play. I'd play with two.
You know, people are going to be watching you.
Well, good. Hopefully I get my swing figured out by that time. Yeah. If you need an address because you still don't know where this is at, 150 Southwest 14th Place, but it is in the Kinetic Sports Complex, as we said, right behind the Red Fox Steakhouse. You can't miss it. And again, long drive contest, drink specials, and food by Soulful Casino. Soulful Casino.
Okay.
Come on by. 3 to 6 tomorrow. It'll be a great time. I'll be there. The whole ticket crew will be there. And it'll be fun. Double Eagle Golf. 464-5685. Call or text as always. You want to get to divisions at all or not? Anything else you want to tangle with?
Well, I think we could do that. I'll give you another choice.
Okay.
Just a choice.
Okay, we got options here.
Or go back to our list.
Let's do the list. That's fine.
Let's go back to our list.
For those just tuning in.
Our list, we made a list
off
the cuff,
yes,
mind you.
We did.
And I was very proud of you that you were able to come up with these names. You obviously...
Well, I'm not a kid. I know things.
I'm busy, it was the list of the transfer portal players Nebraska needs to have the most impact to getting the program out of the thresher. Okay. You see what I'm saying?
You said that word 45 times today. Thresher.
This is the list we came up with.
We didn't do all 15.
This 10.
Yeah, we did.
Top 10.
Of the 15, not JUCOs, but these are transfers. Transfers from different schools that were not JUCOs.
Right. These are not the JUCO transfers. So Nebraska has 15 transfer portal players, 4 JUCO players. And if you want to sneak one on this list, you might be able to. And then 15 high school players. And it's now this is since December. They've added that many players to the roster. So number one, of course, is Casey Thompson because he plays the most important position in sports, right?
Yeah,
in sports.
Quarterback.
Right, and he's high profile. He was the passing touchdown leader of a major conference last year. By the way, I saw a rating of quarterbacks 24/7 sports. He wasn't in the top 25.
I'm hoping you look at that too closely because that might be part of our trivia for today.
Oh, hello. Okay,
I was hoping you didn't see that list. Actually,
I browsed it.
Good.
Okay, so we have Casey Thompson, number one. O'Shawn Mathis, number two. Makes sense. Pass rusher, right?
Yes.
Decorated. Second team all Big 12 pick. Okay?
That makes perfect sense at two.
Trey Palmer at three. Not a lock at three. But we came up with, no.
I'm locking him at three.
You could make a case for some other players. But we'll put Trey Palmer at three because we think he'll be a featured receiver.
I think he's also three because he potentially could be a returner.
Okay.
I mean, there's multiple facets there.
Brian Buscini, number four.
You could flip him or Blake Road, four and five.
I don't know. I really? Are you sure?
Yeah. Yeah, making kicks is important.
Yep, close games.
I'm going Blake Road, four, Buscini, five.
I'm going Buscini. I mean, we're splitting hairs here, but Brian Buscini, the punter, four. Timmy Bleakroad, the place kicker, five. Buscini, I mean, we've seen now the impact a punter can have.
Yes.
What did we establish from Sam Cook in our interviews with both Bill Bush and Sam Cook over 16 seasons? How many touchdown returns did Sam Cook allow?
Zero.
Incredible.
That is amazing.
Incredible. Because he knew what he was doing.
Okay. I mean, there's been some good punt returners in the AFC he would have gone against. Ted Ginn over the years, Dante Hall.
God.
He probably played the Bears one time with Devin Hester, I'm sure, even though that's the NFC. I mean, there's a lot of punt returners that were good.
Okay. Sick. Okay, so top five, Casey Thompson, O'Shawn Mathis, Trey Palmer, Brian Buscini, Timmy Bleakroad. Six, Devin Drew.
And Sean Callahan put Tommy Hill at six.
Okay. We're going to put Devin Drew at six, though, because And here's why. Because in the Big Ten, you better, in your division, the Big Ten in general and in your division in particular, you better stop the run. You better be able to. Devin Drew will be big in that conversation, as will number 7, Stephon Wynn. Okay? Devin Drew and Stephon Wynn could enhance that whole picture, that whole D-line picture. They could bring some guys along with them. That takes some pressure off Ty Robinson, those two guys, right?
Yes.
Ty Robinson needed someone to come in and take pressure off of it.
Yes.
Hold on before you get to the text. We'll get to the 10. 8, we have Tommy Hill at 8. That's pretty low for a guy. That's pretty low for a guy who could be your starting corner opposite Quentin Newsome. I was shocked that Sean Callahan would say that Tommy Hill might be their best corner. Easy on that conversation.
No,
their best corner is Quentin Newsome. No, he's not. Quentin Newsome is their best corner.
Have you seen them play together in a game before you are adamant that Quentin Newsome is better? I'm not saying you're wrong. This is not me saying Tommy Hill's better, but to say that it's not even close.
Well, who started the spring game? Quentin Newsome and Braxton
Clark. How much does the spring game matter?
I don't know. Somebody's got to start, and those are your best guys, so. Okay, 9, Isaiah Castaneda Garcia.
Try again.
Isaiah Castaneda Garcia.
Is it Garcia Castaneda?
Isaiah Garcia Castaneda.
There you go.
Okay.
Just making sure you get 9. It right.
Yeah, 9. Isaiah Garcia Castaneda.
There you go.
10, Chuba.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Ten.
Yeah. And we originally had Chuba above Garcia Castaneda.
Okay.
But then I talked you into saying that Garcia Castaneda has a better chance of playing than Chuba Purdy does, I think, right now.
Well, I mean, yes.
Chuba even above Logan Smothers? That's my question.
That's a good question.
So if you got to be pretty dang confident to put Chuba Purdy in the top 10 or number 9, that he's right, because if Tommy Hill's number 8 and he's a potential starter, you're putting that number 9 is someone that's going to be pretty dang close to starting.
Based on what I saw in the spring game, Chuba Purdy will be, I think he'll be the backup quarterback.
Number 2.
Yeah, and we have seen that you need a backup quarterback.
Yes, you do.
Right? Sometimes you need 3.
Sometimes you do.
We've seen plenty of years in the Pelini era, even last, well, when was it that Nebraska played Vedrill? And
that was 2018.
Yeah. Played Vedrill and
Bunch.
Yeah, Andrew Bunch. Bunch.
And Adrian Martinez. And, yeah, three quarterbacks.
Yeah.
It's necessary.
Okay, and then right outside the top 10, we didn't get Kevin Williams in the top 10. We didn't get Hunter Anthony in the top 10. We didn't get Omar Brown. Omar Brown, the defensive back from Northern Iowa, just an injury situation. I don't know what his availability will be right now. But he's not, you can't put him in the top 10.
I think the list is pretty strong.
Yeah, it's interesting.
I mean, like I said, there is potentially 8 new starters on that list that we did not see here last year. 8. Mm-hmm. 8. Mm-hmm. I mean, and again, if you and 3 of those, Sip, could completely revitalize your special teams if they work out properly with a kicker, a punter, and a kick/punt returner in Trey Palmer, if he's your guy. If he's indeed the guy, that could really vitalize that unit with Bill Bush. And that can change a lot. I mean, I keep thinking back to Iowa. I mean, Iowa I'm not trying to diss them. They're not impressive in how they play. It's a boring brand of football. But what have they been so strong at forever? Special teams. I mean, they have a great punter in Torrey Taylor. I mean, Sip, that guy was a weapon.
He was a weapon.
And then they've had so many good kickers there.
Yeah.
Like, when's the last time Iowa had a bad kicker? You got an answer to that one?
No.
I don't know. I have no idea.
No, you're right.
It's been a while.
No, you're right.
Wisconsin's had some bad kickers or some sketchy ones.
Yeah,
questionable.
Sketch. Yeah.
Iowa has not.
No, and that punter, you're right, was a weapon.
He is. He is an absolute weapon.
That's why I say Bucchini's four and Bleekroad's five.
But the kicker is also a weapon, too.
Your punter can be more of a weapon and more impactful. That's what I'm saying. More impactful.
He can't make a 50-yard field goal, though.
Flips fields. Field position.
They're flip. You can interchange those two spots in the order of importance.
Okay. I'll go with that. Also, Sean Callahan of Husker Online reporting that JUCO defensive lineman Taylor Lewis from College of the Canyons in California visiting Nebraska on May 31. This is a D lineman that would add to that mix, and I'm all for it. I'm all for it. The more you can get in there to fortify the defensive line, the better. And that's, you'd be fortifying it. You're not asking Taylor Lewis to come in and be an all Big Ten player. Just fortify. Be like a Jordan Riley. Fortify. Okay? They got to be able to stop the run. I always say it. Eric Chenander should think about that every single day.
He probably does.
Yeah, every single day. That's got to be on his mind.
Maybe he has a sign in his office that says stop the run.
I don't know. I've been in his office. I've never seen that sign.
Well, maybe put it up recently.
It's possible. I met with him right before spring ball. I saw no such sign. And I don't know that I would put a sign up like that. I don't know why. There's a long list of things that need to happen on defense.
Regarding the list here and why Sirks agrees with me that Bleekroad should be above Bucchini.
We're splitting hairs, but go ahead.
Let me read the text before you poo-poo this. Your kicker is often the high scorer on the team.
Okay. That's fair.
How many points is your punter putting up?
I don't know. How many place kickers get drafted in the NFL?
Well, there's a few. One was a first-round pick years ago in Sebastian Janikowski.
He was a first-rounder.
And laugh all you want, but he was one of their best first-round picks that they've had.
You're right. You're right.
Yeah.
See, all right. I mean, I'm not.
From your beloved Florida State.
Yes. Yes. I am not going to get into an argument over something like that. Which is more valuable, a punter or a place kicker? I get it. They're both very valuable. That's why on our list, we have them four and five.
For a unit that needs massive improvement, that makes sense.
Yeah. As for your divisions conversation that we were originally going to have, you know, all these, the NCAA recently made it so you don't have to have division. You don't have to have a conference title game that pits teams from opposite divisions. You can have one big conference like the Big 12 now.
Correct.
And I guess that's where we're headed.
But isn't that
that's more, where the Big Ten's probably headed.
Isn't that more appealing if you're a college football fan or even a Big Ten fan?
We just got done saying how
the West has been just getting drubbed in these games. Been getting killed. You talk to yourself every year about why this team has a chance to actually compete against the East team, and it just doesn't happen.
The East has won the last eight. I get it.
Like close game, 2015, Iowa, you know, nearly beats Michigan State. That was a good game. The West lost, but they were competitive. Wisconsin blew a lead against Penn State in 2016 in the title game, and since then it's been bad. Northwestern was respectable with Ohio State in 2020, but they still lost by, I think, 12 or something like that.
I guess I don't have any major issues. I shouldn't say that. I got to watch what I say. I want to say what I mean. I like the divisions. I understand why we're having the conversation, but I'm not convinced it's the right thing to do. It's just what everybody else is going to be doing. Now, what you got to take into account, how are you going to do scheduling? The ACC is considering a 3-5-5 scheduling idea. The idea is this: three conference opponents appear on your schedule every year. Okay? You listening?
Yeah, I got it.
Three conference opponents appear on your schedule every year. So that part of the other 10 rotate. Okay. So Trev Alberts wonders, and he talked about this on his radio show the other night, if that format would raise questions about fairness. His quote on his radio show was how do you create competitive equity, especially if you're not going to have divisions. Every year it's going to be, how could Nebraska win the championship that year, the national championship? They didn't even play Penn State or Michigan State. That's a scenario, right? Mm-hmm. True equity would mean, he said, this is what Trev said, true equity would mean you would have to have that scheduling philosophy for about 25 to 30 years for it all to be evened out. The scheduling part is tricky. That's why I'm always a little hesitant in this conversation. I'm surprised people aren't more hesitant. I've talked about the divisions, and I like that familiarity that has been built now. Okay, we look at that division, and it feels natural, right? Yes,
I wonder a little bit even.
Why do we change things every 10 years now? I guess you have to.
If you're Ohio State, what would you want? Would you want to have divisions go away or keep it the way it is? Because you know you're titled.
Okay, I will tell you the answer to that question right now.
They're likely in the title game.
I'll lump Michigan into it. If you're Ohio State and Michigan, you don't want it.
I agree. They probably want the West still in there. So yeah. It's a hard game, but it's easier than playing Michigan again or Penn State probably.
We've talked about this. Now Mike Schaefer somewhat respectfully disagreed with me on this, that Ohio State and Michigan play what I call the game.
Yep.
Not what I call the game. Everybody calls it the game.
It is called the game.
And it's a colossal game in college football. It's one of the top three best rivalry games, right? Where would you rank it? Alabama, Auburn, Michigan, Ohio State.
It's no worse than second or third.
Thank you.
No worse.
Okay, they play that game, Jake. Okay, they play that game in late November, right? Okay, then
The next week.
In the last two of the last 4 years, there's been there would have been a rematch in a Big Ten title game.
Is that appealing to you?
It doesn't stop there. If the playoff expands, they're going to play the game, which is a huge energy vacuum.
Mm-hmm.
Then you're going to play them again in the Big Ten championship game and then go right into a playoff. That seems like a lot, right?
Yeah. I would think that I would think that Ohio State would
Michigan,
also be opposed to doing this.
I would say Michigan might be opposed. And what would you say? What about Penn State?
They're probably all opposed to it.
Because of the scenario we
But live. If you think you're going to be behind Ohio State for a long time, then your best chance of winning a conference, if you're Penn State, is to go to this format.
And get them.
And be number two.
And get them.
And beat them in the championship game.
Yeah.
So, that's where we're at.
Yep.
More next on Early Break of the Ticket.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.